This story is a sleepy time meditation, so you should make sure you're ready to have a sleep and want to have a sleep before you begin listening. Get comfortable. If you're like me, Lily, a frog who loves to tell stories, you like burrowing into the mud at the bottom of the pond when you're tired and you want to rest. But you should pick some place that you think is good to sleep. Maybe in your bed with all the lights turned down low. Maybe in your car seat. Maybe on a sofa with cushions and a sunbeam and something or someone nice to cuddle, like a cat or a teddy. Make sure your feet aren't too cold or too hot. Like my mama always said, nobody can fall asleep until their feet are just the right temperature. Well, I'm comfortable now, so I'm going to begin. Once upon a time, there was a little mountain goat who was born in an alpine meadow. Alpine meadows are the best places on earth to take a nice deep breath of air, because they are full of green grassy smells and wildflower smells and fresh evergreen tree smells. Take a deep breath now. Breathe in and out. Well, that's the first thing the little mountain goat did when he was born. His name was officially William, but his mother actually called him Billy. And the next thing he did was drink some milk, and the next thing he did was teeter up onto his little mountain goat legs, and then he took a few steps, and he found he wanted to climb. He saw a boulder, and he climbed up onto it. Then he looked down at the meadow, and he said, "Ma!" And he looked up at the top of the mountain, and he said, "Ma!" And up he went. He put his left hoof onto a rocky hold, and he pulled himself up. And then his right hoof and his back hooves followed, and he made it onto a rocky ledge. And then he looked down, and he looked up, and he wanted to go higher. So he put his left hoof into a little crevasse in the rocks, and he pulled himself up. And then his right hoof and his back hooves followed, and he looked down at the meadow. And he looked up at the sun gleaming behind the mountaintop, and he wanted to go even higher. So he wedged his left hoof into a little hole that was barely there, but he was so good at climbing that he just pulled himself up, and his right hoof and his back legs followed too, and he went higher and higher until he was all the way at the top of the mountain. When he got to the top of the mountain, he discovered that there was another taller mountain just beyond that one, and he looked down at the meadow, and he said, "Ma." And he looked up at the mountain, and he said, "Ma." And up he went. He leapt onto a boulder, and he leapt to another, and then he found some footholds, and up he climbed, up and up and up. And when he got to the top of the mountain, he discovered that there was another taller mountain just beyond that one. And he looked down at the meadow and said, "Ma." And he looked up at the mountain and he said, "Ma." And up he went. This mountain was so tall that it poked right through snow clouds. But the little mountain goat was so good at climbing that he found it didn't really matter that he couldn't see very well through the clouds and the snow. He just felt for footholds with his sharp little hooves, and up and up and up he climbed. He could do it with his eyes closed, just by feel. And he broke through the clouds, and he was at the very summit of the tallest mountains, and there was nowhere else to climb to. And he looked down towards the meadow, but it was just beneath the clouds, so he couldn't see it at all, and he looked around. And all he could see was just lots of snow, rocks, and ice, and sunshine. And he thought that he might like some meadow grass and flowers to munch on. Well, of course, the obvious thing would be for him to just climb down the mountain, but that he found that while he was very good at climbing up, he had no idea at all how to climb down. And the idea of it made him very afraid, and he wanted to bury his little mountain goat head in his mama's long white hair. And then he began to cry. "Don't cry," said a voice that surprised him very much, because he hadn't seen anyone at all when he looked around before. But there was a young Yeti, otherwise known as a Bigfoot, though this one was quite small, except for her feet, which were terribly large, and her big brown eyes, which were also very large. But the rest of her, which was all covered in long white hair, just like the mountain goat and his mama, was toddler-sized. For a Yeti. The Yeti listened to the mountain goat explain how he wanted to get back down to his meadow and his mama, but he was afraid, and she told him to come into her ice cave and just rest a while and to have a nice cup of yak butter tea, and then they could go down the mountain together, since the Yeti was searching for her pet yak anyhow. Well, they sat sipping tea and just breathing in and out. In and out. And the Yeti told the mountain goat to watch how an icicle grew. There were icicles all around the mouth of her cave, and the sun shone through them, lighting them up like sparkling gems. And the mountain goat could see that the sun warmed the ice and snow at the top of the icicle until a drop of water formed. But as it dripped down the icicle, it got colder and colder and froze again at the bottom, so that the icicle got longer and longer, just one drop at a time. "That's how you get down a mountain," she said, "just one tiny drip drop at a time. If you can get up one hoof at a time, you can get down one hoof at a time." And sure enough, when the mountain goat tried everything just in reverse, facing down the mountain, putting one hoof in front of the other, and following with his back legs, he went down, down, down the mountain with his friend the Yeti right beside him. And they broke through the clouds, and they could see all the way down to the meadow again. And they kept going down, down, down the next mountain, and down, down, down the next mountain. And the air got a little warmer and greener smelling, and soon enough, the little mountain goat was home again. As luck would have it, the Yeti's baby yak had made his way into the meadow too. So the Yeti and her yak were reunited, and the mother mountain goat invited everybody to sleep in her warm, safe cave, since it was getting dark quickly. So they went into the cave and were very tired, but the Yeti was having trouble falling asleep. See, Yetis hibernate for 100 years, and then they are awake for 100 years, and they hibernate for 100 more, and so on for thousands and thousands of years. And this Yeti was very young, so young, less than 100 years old even, that she'd never even had a nap before. "I don't know how to sleep," she said, and she felt like crying, but the mountain goat said, "Oh, it's easy. You go to sleep just like you get down the mountain, one little bit at a time, or like the way an icicle melts, just one little drop at a time. First you close your eyes, and you let your eyelids be heavy." And the Yeti did that, and I hope you've done that too. Close your eyes, and you breathe in and out. And you relax your head. You let your head just rest. You don't need to hold up your head on your own anymore. You let your bed hold it up for you. It will. Let your head, your heavy head, like a rock, press into the pillow. And then you relax your neck. It doesn't need to do anything else except relax, because your bed is holding up your head, and all your neck needs to do is let the air move in and out through your nose, in and out. Relax your face, relax your cheeks and your jaw, your mouth. Relax your eyebrows and your ears. Relax your shoulders. Let those shoulders sink into your nice warm bed. They don't have to move around your arms anymore. They don't have to do anything else because your arms are relaxed. The top of your arms are relaxed. Your elbows are relaxed. Your forearms are relaxed. And your hands are relaxed. You can feel your tiredness. Your tiredness is good. Rest is good. You can feel sleepiness moving down, down into the tips of each finger, so that the tips of your fingers are heavy and relaxed. Each one of them is tucked into its own little bed and ready for its own little nap. Your back is relaxed. Your spine is relaxed. Your chest is relaxed. It's the only thing moving. It's gently moving up and down so that the air goes in and out of your body, just like it should, in and out. Your tummy's relaxed. Your hips and your bum are relaxed, sinking into your warm, nice bed. Your legs are relaxed. The tops of your legs are heavy, relaxed, and pressing down into your bed. Relax your knees. Relax the back of your legs. Relax your ankles. Relax your feet, the tops of your feet, the sides of your feet, bottoms of your feet. Relax. Let your toes relax. The air you breathe in is just softly filling your body with warm sleepiness all the way down your spine and down your legs and into your feet, so that even your toes are sleepy and relaxed and ready to rest. Every breath in makes you just a little sleepier and sleepier. And sleepier. And the baby yak, and the yeti, and the mountain goat, and his mama all had the best sleep ever. And so will you.